Paris. Large parts of Europe experienced unusually high temperatures, with several countries recording or forecasting temperatures close to 40 degrees Celsius, prompting health warnings, transport disruptions, and concerns about the effects on wildlife and public infrastructure. The rise in temperatures came on June 21, the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, and the traditional start of the summer season. Weather agencies across Europe warned that the heat could persist for several more days, raising concerns about an early and prolonged period of hot weather. Italian authorities issued red heat alerts for 8 cities, including Bologna, Florence, Milan, and Turin, after temperatures remained above 35 degrees Celsius for several consecutive days. The highest level warning advises people, particularly older adults, children, and those with underlying health conditions, to limit outdoor activity during the hottest parts of the day. In Rome, pilgrims attending Pope Leo XIV's traditional Sunday prayer in St. Peter's Square used umbrellas and parasols to protect themselves from the sun as temperatures remained high throughout the morning. Meteorologists said the warm conditions are being driven by a large mass of hot air moving north from the Sahara Desert. The air mass, combined with a strong high-pressure system known as the African anticyclone, has created what forecasters describe as a heat dome, trapping warm air over Western and Central Europe and allowing temperatures to rise steadily. The weather pattern is expected to keep daytime temperatures well above seasonal averages across much of the region over the coming days. Spain also remained under widespread weather warnings as the National Weather Agency, IMET, issued red and orange alerts across several regions. The agency forecast temperatures of between 39 degrees Celsius and 40 degrees Celsius across large parts of the Iberian Peninsula and Majorca and said the heatwave is expected to continue until at least the middle of the week. In Madrid, residents and visitors sought relief by carrying portable fans, drinking cold beverages, and staying in shaded areas while visiting the city's outdoor markets and tourist attractions. The prolonged heat has also affected transport services in France. Speaking at Paris's Gare Montparnasse railway station, SNCF chief Jean Castex said the country's rail network had been significantly affected by the high temperatures, which can place stress on overhead power lines and railway tracks. Germany also recorded temperatures as high as 38 degrees Celsius in some areas before severe thunderstorms developed across parts of the east, including Berlin. Heavy rain interrupted several outdoor events in the German capital, including the Fête de la Musique Festival. Organizers of the Berlin Open Tennis Tournament also evacuated spectators as heavy rain and strong winds moved through the venue ahead of the singles final between Jessica Pegula of the United States and Linda Noskova of the Czech Republic. The high temperatures have also affected wildlife across parts of Europe. A wildlife rescue center near the Belgian city of Namur said it had admitted around 150 animals suffering from heat stress in recent days, with young birds among the most affected. Climate scientists have said that heatwaves in Europe have become more frequent and more intense in recent years as global temperatures continue to rise. Meteorologists expect above-average temperatures to persist across parts of Western and Central Europe during the coming week.